back here at the Alton High School. Nice job by the Alton students doing the national anthem tonight. Let's get ready for our starting lineups here. What we hear for the Council Lady Indians, it'll be Miranda Morgan wearing number 1, Abigail Bettis wearing number 10, number 15, Elijah James, Jordan Ritchie wears number 20, and number 24, Lily Bennett. And for the Alton Lady Comets, it'll be Evan Montgomery wearing number 11, or is it 34? She's listed in the program with both. Courtney Sharp wearing number 14, Mackenzie Smith number 20, Avery Cleary wearing number 22, and number 23, Jaden Mock. We're going to step way back with your tip-off from the Alton High School gym in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And here we go, back at the Alton High School gym, ready for our game tonight. Again, it'll be Montgomery, Sharp, Smith, Clary, and Mott for the Alton Lady Comets. Cap Lady Indians going with Morgan, Bettis, James, Ritchie, and Bennett. And Cap Lady Indian first team takes the court, wearing the black uniform trimmed in the red and white tonight. And the Alton Comets wearing the home whites trimmed in the blue and the gold. Courtney Sharp will step into the center circle. She'll jump it up with Elijah James. And I believe we are ready to go. Two-man officiating crew. Tip is up and controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. That's Mackenzie Smith has got it up the right side. Gives to air to Clary. Long three-point shot. Up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by the Couch Indians. Here they come. Miranda Morgan crosses the timeline with it. Alton's going to be back in a little zone here. Looks like a little 1-2-2 or 3-2. There's a steal. Lady Comets going the other way. Clary going to the basket. Puts it up off the window. Good. She's fouled on the play. Foul on number 13, it looks like. That is Jasmine Cox. Call for the foul. She wasn't even listed as a starter in the program. Anyway, number 22 with the bucket. Avery Clary be her first two of the night. And she hits the free throw. Alton is up. Last score, 3-0 early. Had full court pressure by Coach Stephanie Miller's Lady Comets. Couch will get up across the timeline. Got it to James. James pulls up on the right side. Her three-point shot partially blocked. Rebound down to Courtney Sharp. And here come the Lady Comets on the break. They feed it up the right side of the floor to Clary. Clary outside to Evan Montgomery. Back to Clary for three. That one's good. Avery Clary getting off early. She's got 5 here in the first minute. And another steal by the Lady Comets. That is Jaden Mock all the way to the bucket. She lays it up and in. It's 7-0. All again with a steal. Bounces it inside to Clary. Puts up a short jumper. It rolls around the rim and good. So Clary with 7. All over the Cats Lady Indians here. Now this time Cats breaks the full court pressure. Got it up to James. James goes cross court with a pass and throws it behind Bettis. And it goes out of bounds. Well, the Alton Lady Comets have got the ball back with an early 9-0 lead here, 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Alton swings it around the perimeter, got it down in the corner for Mock. Mock will give it back out to Montgomery. Evan puts it on the floor one time, two times, feeds it back down to Mock on the baseline. Mock brings it out to the wing on the dribble drive. Back to Clary. Clary looking to attack the basket. Gets all the way to the front of the basket, to the rim, no good. Courtney Sharp with a rebound. She couldn't drop, follow that one in. And we get a hell ball on the rebound. And possession will belong to the Couch Lady Indians. And Abigail Bettis got tied up in there with Sharp. And her Couch trying to break the full court pressure. Got the ball to Morgan. Her out pass is going to be deflected and goes out of bounds. Good play there by Mackenzie Smith to poke that ball away. Couch will inbound it at midcourt here now. Number 20, Jordan Ritchie. We'll trigger it in. Got it to Miranda Morgan. Morgan will back it out. Couch trying to get the offense going. They have yet to get a shot up on the rim. Couch with it. They go toward the elbow. Shot is up, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. And a hell ball is going to be called. There's two players tied up down there on the court. Evan Montgomery tied up with number 10, Abigail. Was that with 13? I'm sorry, Jasmine Cox. And here comes Alton with the basketball. 5:52 to go in the first quarter, leading 9-0. Alton working around the perimeter. Got it out on top to Evan Montgomery. He'll swing once, get past down the right corner to Clary for three. That one bounces off the rim. No good. And rebound is controlled by the Cass Lady Indians. They've got it in the backcourt. Cox gives over to Morgan. Morgan races up the right side. Lady Thomas will trap her across midcourt and take it away from her. Montgomery feeds it up the court to Clary, who shoots the layup. They trapped her in the corner and took it away. It's 11-0 Alton with the lead. Couch with a basketball. There's a good defensive play going up the sideline. Ball poked away from Bennis and goes out of bounds. It'll be Couch basketball. It's played there by Mackenzie Smith for the Alton Lady Comets. Couch will trigger it in. We'll feed it over to Bennis. Bennis lobbing it inside. Pass stolen by Sharp. Got it out to Mackenzie Smith. Driving down the right side of the lane. Offensive foul, can we call on Mackenzie Smith. That'll be her first of the night. First team foul on the Alton Lady Comets. And Alton again with the full court pressure here. Substitution for Couch. Number 30 checking in. Katie Campbell Woodyard. And Abigail Bettis is out. Couch will inbound the ball here again against full court pressure with 5:08 to go. In the first quarter, they're down 11-0. Inbound it to Morgan. Morgan feeds it over on the right side. Now, ball is taken away. That is Mock with it. Feeds it back out to Clary. Long three-point shot is no good. Rebound going to go out of bounds down in the corner. Ball careened off the rim and out of bounds, and it'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. 4:54 to go in the first. Couch will trigger it in. Oh, a bad pass is going to bounce off the Lady Indians and out of bounds. And it'll remain with the Lady Indians, and I'll say it went off one of the Alton players over in the far corner. Couch will trigger it in. Got to Morgan. She lost control. Picked up by Mackenzie Smith, who lays it up and in. Now 13-0 off. Couch with it in the backcourt. Pass up the sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. It was deflected. Number 20 over there, Richie, Jordan Richie. Got tied up. Tried to throw it up the sideline. Ball deflected by the defense. Couch inbounds to Morgan. Ball goes through her hands. And the loose ball picked up by Courtney Sharp. Alton's got it back. Mock leads it up to Mackenzie Smith. Down in the corner to Clary. Avery flies. Gives it out front to Montgomery for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Avery Clary goes back up. No. Another rebound for Alton. That is Clary. Shoots one through the lane. Good pass. Shot is up. No good. Rebound again by Courtney Sharp. She puts it in. And the Cass Lady Indians want a timeout. 4:18 to go in the first quarter. Alton leads it 15-0. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
We're back here at the Alton High School Gym where the Lady Comets have sprinted out to a 15-0 lead over the Cass Lady Indians with 4:18 to go in the first quarter. Coach called the timeout. Wanted to talk to her troops. Last time Alton had it, they had four offensive rebounds before they put the ball back in the hole. And Alton still with a full court pressure. Now full court man-to-man. Cass will inbound it to James. James feeds it back over to Morgan. Morgan back to James going up the right sideline. Takes it all the way up to the wings. Looking to pass inside to Morgan. And the ball is stolen down on the baseline by Mackenzie Smith. She races the other way for Alton. Up the sideline, pulls up at the wing, feeds it back out front. Evan Montgomery sets the offense. Nice pass down inside. Got it to Mock. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Cass Lady Indian got it. And ball now knocked loose and picked up by Morgan. Morgan up the right side. Comes to the defense and is going to get fouled. That'll be a block on the Lady Comets. Foul on number... I'll see the number 34 calls for the foul. And it is Montgomery. That'll be her first. Second team foul against Alton. Substitution for the Lady Comets. We'll check those here if we can. Couch inbounds the ball down under the bucket. Got it to Morgan. Morgan brings it out to Richie. Richie throws it in the lane. It's intercepted by Warren. So Warren in the game. Also into the ball game number 15. That is Gracie Warren. Or excuse me, that is Maggie Warren. Gracie and Maggie are both in there. And Maggie got a good pass from Gracie. Going to the basket, gets fouled. Fouls on number 15, Aliyah James. And that'll send Warren to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Maggie Warren, the sophomore, with her first point of the game. So Warren, Sharp, Clary, and Smith in the game right now for the All-Lady Comet. Second free throw for Maggie Warren's good. And Couch again with a full court pressure by the All-Lady Comet. And Couch brings it across the timeline this time. Number 20, Richie, almost lost it on the dribble drive. Now throws it in the lane. It's intercepted. Here come the Lady Comets. Got it all the way down the floor. Nice pass by Clary. Shot no good. Good by Mackenzie Smith. And we're going to get a hell ball on the rebound. That's going to belong to the Couch Lady Indians. 17-0 our score. 3:17 to go in the first quarter. Again, all in full court pressure from the man-to-man. Richie's got it off the inbound. Her pass up the floor. It's going to be intercepted. And scramble after the ball now loose on the floor, and the hell ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets, I believe. They'll inbound it on the far side near midcourt with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. One, inbounds to Clary. Avery already scored 9 points in the game. Ball goes on the left side to Warren. Long three-point shot is good! Number 25, Gracie Warren, hits a three from the left wing. Second made three-pointer of the line. For the Lady Comets. Actually, that is, I guess, their first. And here's Alton. We're going to get another steal. That is Avery Clary. She will drive for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Avery Clary now with 11 in the ballgame. It's 22-0 with 2:39 to go in the first quarter. Couch got it across the timeline, got it up to Richie at the free throw line, and she traveled when she made the catch. Couch a little bit out of control when they do get it across the timeline. Just getting a little bit out of control. Got to hurry up and slow down. Alton Lady Comets bring it into the front court. Avery Clary bounces it. Leads it on the right side to Mackenzie Smith down in the corner. Three-point shot by Warren is up and no good. The rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Couch defense. Substitutions now for Alton. Number 24, Allie Willard will check in. Number 14, Maggie Warren, number 14, Courtney Sharp, comes out. Alton inbounds the ball. Got it to Willard. Willard trying to go down the baseline. It's going to get tied up at the wing, and the hell ball will belong to the Couch Lady Indians. Number 24, Allie Willard, a freshman. Get a chance to play here in the first quarter. Couch comes the other way. Alton pulls off the full court pressure, but they're picking up on the man-to-man at midcourt. Morgan in the backcourt, going to have to hurry. Finally got it across the timeline, and she throws it over to Richie. Ball is knocked away, loose on the court. And we're going to get a hell ball. It'll belong to the, actually, they're going to call it travel there, I think. And it'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. Alton comes the other way with it. Clary leaves it to Maggie, to Mackenzie Smith. On the left side now to Warren. Takes it down to the baseline. Feeds it back out to Clary for three. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Morgan. Morgan, long pass up the court. He got it to Bettis. Bettis going to the basket. Shot is going to be blocked by Warren. Loose ball picked up on the floor by the Alton Lady Comets. And here they come again. Clary leads it out front all the way to the bucket. Shot no good by Willard. And a rebound by the Alton Lady Comets and back in. And that was Clary got the rebound and put it back in. 13 now for Avery Clary. Couch coming with it again. Bettis takes it up the floor and double dribbles a shot across the midcourt. Here's Evan Montgomery and Mock, Jaden Mock, back in the ballgame for the Alton Lady Comets. Clary will get a little rest out there. So we got Warren, Montgomery, Mock, Willard, and Warren on the floor now for the Alton Lady Comets. They get the ball down in the right corner. Couch coming out defensively to guard. Alton will swing it around to Montgomery. Now on the left side to Mott. Goes down to the baseline. Back outside to Warren for another three. That one's off the rim. No good. The rebound comes out hard. And Bettis has got it. Oh, the Couch Lady Indians. Abigail Bettis. Nice rebound there. Got the ball up to Morgan. Morgan to Richie. Her shot is up. No good. Gets her own rebound. That one's blocked. Gets another one. Puts it back up and in. The first 2 points of the night for the Cass Lady Indians go to Lily Bennett, number 24, wasn't it? I think that's right. On with it, back on down on the other end. Got a down low to Warren, outside to Warren, and now to Montgomery. Back to Gracie Warren. Outside Montgomery, around on the right side now to Mock. Mock down the corner to Maggie Warren. Maggie gets it into the lane to Willard. Short jumper is no good. And a foul going to be called on the rebound. I think that is Willard going to be called for the foul. That'll be number one on Allie. And Cass Lady Indians will inbound it with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. 24-2, our score. All Lady Comets with the lead. Cass with it. In the backcourt, Bettis got it to Morgan across the timeline. That feed it down to James, trying to get feeded down to James in the right corner. And it goes off her hands and out of bounds. It will be Alton, Lady Comet ball with 6 seconds to play. Montgomery brings up across the timeline. Feeds it down in the corner to Mock. Long shot to buzzer. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. 24-2. Alton, Lady Comet in complete control of this one. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials, now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99, five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
I'm back ready for our second quarter of action here at the Alton High School Gym. And if you didn't hear earlier, this is the only game of the night. You know, we start out, there are going to be four games here tonight, or at least two half games and then two full games. But the boys game has now been canceled, along with both the JV girls and the JV boys halves. So only one game here tonight, and it's been all Alton Lady Comets in the first half. They lead it 24-2 here at the intermission. Both teams still on the sidelines, getting some encouraging words from their coaches before they head out for the second quarter play. Well, let's say thanks to the folks helping to bring you the Alton Lady Comet basketball this afternoon, including Mills Feed, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Alton Auto Parts, and Gun and Pawn, the Alton Quick Connection and the Fuel Express, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, Bonnie's Outdoors of West Plains, and the Alton Bank, and the Alton Bank also sponsoring tonight in the support of the Couch Lady Indians. And don't forget our boosters helping to boost the Alton Lady Comets all season long. McClary Funeral Homes in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. And Simpson's True Value in Alton. It'll be Lady Comet basketball to start the second quarter. There will be a starter back out there. Cats Lady Indians back to their starters as well. Alton with it. Montgomery got inside to Mock. Mock packing down the defender, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Mock ran into a defender. Going to be called for a foul. She tried to back her down, and for Jaden Mock, going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Comets. Again, no full court pressure here. And there's a backcourt violation on Cal. Richie caught it on one side of the court. Cal lost her balance and stepped back over into the backcourt. So a turnover there on the Cal Lady Indians. Here comes Alton with it. Evan Montgomery. Wings it over on the left side for Mackenzie Smith. Got it in the corner to Clary for three. That's no good. Courtney Sharp with a beautiful rebound. Put it back up on him. That was a textbook rebound right there for Courtney Sharp. She gets the 2 points. 26-2. Fair. Or Alton over Cal. And Lady Indians gets the ball down to Richie. Richie on the right side of the lane. Puts up a short jumper. No good. Rebound to Alton. Clary. Got it out to Mackenzie Smith. Takes it down to the baseline. Gives it to Clary trailing the play. Looking inside, nobody open. I'll go left side here to Mock. Now to Montgomery for three. That one's good. Evan Montgomery from downtown. Second made three-pointer of the night for the Lady Comets. They lead it 29-2. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Couch with it. Bettis trying to bounce it to the top of the key, and the ball is stolen by Courtney Sharp. Alton's got it back. Here comes Avery Clary. Up between the circles. Swing to left side to Montgomery. Wide open. Didn't take the three. Is it down in the corner to Mock. Mock back out to Clary. Avery in the lane. Courtney Sharp wide open under the bucket. She scores again. Courtney Sharp now with six. And it's 31 to 2. Couch, Miranda Morgan brings up across the timeline. Got it on the right side. A little give and go. Morgan going to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. The rebound is tipped out of bounds by Bennis. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball with 6:18 to go in the first half. Ball in to Evan Montgomery. Bring it up across the timeline for the Lady Comets. He'll get it over in the right corner to Mackenzie Smith. Back out to Montgomery. Left side now to Clary. She'll shoot the three. That one bounces high off the back of the rim. That rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. Abigail Bettis got that one. Gives it out to Morgan. Morgan stepped it into the front court. Couch working against this zone defense. There's a quick pass to Bettis on the left side. She tries to go quickly into the lane, and the ball is stolen by the Alton Lady Comets. Good idea. Better idea defensively. Lady Comets now working it around the perimeter. Got the ball down low to Mock. Mock! That's a beautiful pass from Avery Clary. Down to Mock, wide open under the bucket. And for Jaden Mock, her fourth point of the ball game. Makes it a 31-point Alton Lady Comet lead with 5:27 to go in the half. Couch with it. James passes it down low to Cox. Cox trying to give it up inside. Ball is going to be stolen by Sharp. Out to Mackenzie Smith. Driving it to the bucket. Shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Desmond Cox for Couch. Her outlet pass almost stolen. Now is taken away by Mackenzie Smith. Got it to Montgomery for three, and it's good. Evan Montgomery hits her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 6 points in the game. And here's Couch with it. Morgan got it across the timeline. Got it over to Bettis. Bettis. He's now to Cox. Cox cross court going to James. Her shot is blocked by Montgomery. And the loose ball is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the All-Lady Comets. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. 4:45 to play in the first half. Couch to inbound it down under the bucket. Richie will inbound it. And trying to go right back inside James. And the ball is going to be stolen. Courtney Sharp with a good defensive play. Now the ball picked up by Cox, and she throws it away, trying to get it to the sideline. And it'll be Alton basketball here with 4:38 to go, 36-2 our score. And substitution getting ready to check in for Alton. Courtney Sharp with it in the right corner. Gives it out to Montgomery. Montgomery swings it around to Avery Clary, top of the key. Avery to the elbow, kicks it back outside. Shot is up by Courtney Sharp from downtown. She hits the three. Courtney Sharp with a three. That is the fourth three-pointer for the Lady Comets here. And that one, Courtney Sharp steps out to nail one. Here's Katz with a shot on the other end. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lady Indians. And on the putback, we're going to get a held or a foul on the Lady Comets. Foul's on Jaden Mock, number 23. Will be her second of the night. This one will send Jasmine Cox to the free throw line to shoot the two shots. First one is up and no good. Substitution here for Alton. The Warren girls are back in there. Number 15, that is Maggie Warren. And number, oh, where's the other one? Right here, Gracie Warren, number 25. Also number 32 checking into the ball game here. That is Lene Warren has checked in. Now his second free throw is up and no good for Cox. She stepped over the free throw line. Well, Cox turns it over with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Substitution for Cox. Jasmine Cox will check out. Number 30 checking back in. Katie Campbell Woodyard into the game for Cox. Here come the All-Lady Comets with it. Top of the key is Evan Montgomery. They'll slide it around in the right corner for Warren. Warren back out to Montgomery on the wing. Cross court goes to Warren. Now down in the corner to Sharp. Back to Warren. Lob pass going down low. Got it down there to Warren. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound back to Alton. Back outside to Gracie Warren for three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Woodyard. And then Woodyard going to be fouled by number 15. That is Maggie Warren. Maggie reaching in trying to take it away from her. And that'll be team foul number 6 on the Alton Lady Comets. Couch to start shooting 1-1 on the next one. Couch back in the zone, or Alton back in the zone defense here. Couch brings it across the timeline. That is Miranda Morgan. Brings it on the right side for James. James back to Morgan on the give and go. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound controlled by Couch, and then she fell down. It's going to be called for a travel. Has good hustle in there. And just couldn't quite keep her balance. That was number 20, Jordan Ritchie. And here comes Alton with the basketball with 3:20 to go in the first half. Lady Cowlitz working around the perimeter. Montgomery out on top to Warren. A three-point shot by Maggie Warren is no good. Rebound saved from going out of bounds. And Gracie Warren's got it. Back over to Montgomery. Evan worked it to the right side of the floor. Got it in the right corner to Maggie Warren. Back out to Montgomery. Now back to Warren in the corner. Getting to Gracie Warren cutting down the middle. She gives it up to Montgomery, who scores the layup. That was a nice play right there. Oh, actually, with number 32 on the bucket. That is Laney Warren. Her first two. And here's a steal by the Lady Cowlitz on the other end. Devin Montgomery, little crossover dribble move to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Feeds it outside. Shot is going to be blocked. Here come the Cast Lady Indians with it. They'll feed it up to James, who will score the layup. Aliyah James with the layup. Her first 2 points of the game. Alton coming the other way with it again. They'll get it to Sharp. Sharp outside to Montgomery. Montgomery, little dribble drive into the lane. Pulls up with a short jumper. It's good. Evan Montgomery with 8 here in the first half. Alton led by Avery Clary with 13. 9 for Courtney Sharp, 8 now for Montgomery. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Alton up 43-4. And here's a high pass down to the baseline trying to get the ball to Woodyard. She couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. 4 substitutions for Alton. Number 5 checks in. That is Jaylee Reese. Also number 21 checking into the ball game. And I don't have that number. So we will check to see who that is. Number 21 is Austin Holmes. All right. So there's been a little bit of a number change there. I know I've got her in the program. Anyway, we'll get her here in a second. And it is Alton with the basketball. Got it outside. Long 3-point shot is up and no good for Maggie Warren. And the ball goes out of bounds. So Austin Holmes in the ballgame for the Alton Lady Comets here. And Couch going the other way. I'm trying to get caught up here. Couch with a shot, no good. Rebound, Alton, and they race all the way down the floor. And there's the bucket for Austin Holmes, who just checked into the game. 45-4. Alton with the lead. Couch with it. On top is Morgan. Got it down to Ritchie in the lane. Ritchie found a duck under the defense. Kicks it back outside to Woodyard, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off her hands. Couldn't quite make the catch. So it'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. Another substitution here for the Couch Lady Indians. Jasmine Cox will check back in, number 13. Woodyard will check out. Holmes bringing the ball into the front court for the Alton Lady Comet, number 21 on the dribble. Leads it over on the right side to Warren. That is Laney Warren. Laney Warren gives it down the corner to Gracie Warren. Back out to Maggie Warren. And now on the right side to Laney Warren. Back out on top to Holmes. Holmes in the right corner to Gracie. Gracie feeds it cross court. Now to Maggie. She gives it down in the corner to Holmes. Holmes brings it back outside. Oh, maybe looking for the final shot of the half here. 28 seconds to play in the first half. Here, Gracie Warren with it. Gives it up in the corner to Laney. Laney back out to Holmes. Holmes back down to Laney Warren. Bounces it in to Maggie Warren, who puts it up and in. That's a nice play. And with 12 seconds to go in the half, Alton leads it 47-4. Cast Lady Indians with it. They'll push it up to James. James outside to Morgan. 3-point shot is up and no good. And that wins. Our first half, our score, 47-4. Alton Lady Comets lead it over the Cast Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half or your halftime activities from the Alton High School Gym in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia, Omni Heat jackets, and winter fleece. save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, president and loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We're back here at the Alton High School Gym, our only game of the night. We're hoping to have a doubleheader tonight, but if you haven't heard, the boys' game tonight, Alton and Couch, that game has now been canceled. The Alton Lady Comets and the Couch Lady Indians have played the first half. It's 47-4, our score of the Alton Lady Comets with the lead. And they put on the press early, jumped out to a 15-0 lead, led 24-2 at the end of the first quarter. Everybody has played for the Alton Lady Comets tonight, and they lead it 47-4 here at the intermission. And we'll run down all the scoring for you in just a little bit. We have worked out some of the issues we had with the numbers weren't matching what we had. And Shaylee Tucker is number 21. We didn't misidentify her earlier, so we apologize for that. Shaylee Tucker wearing number 21, and some of the numbers have changed for these Alton Lady Comets since the last time we saw. All right, again, 47-4 is our halftime score. Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians. And, it's been as dominating as the score would indicate. And we're going to take a timeout here. It's halftime. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the first half individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the Alton High School Gym. It's halftime of our girls' game, which will be, by the way, the only game we'll have for you here tonight. We're hoping to bring you a doubleheader. But again, if you're tuned in late, maybe thinking, I'll be getting ready for the boys' game or trying to time out when we get here. Boys' game for tonight between Alton and Couch has been canceled. Let's check the scoring for the Alton Lady Comets. They have scored 47 points in the first half to just 4 for the Couch Lady Indians. The Alton Lady Comets are led by Avery Clary. She had 13 in the first half, 9 points for Courtney Sharp, 8 for Evan Montgomery, 4 for Maggie Warren, 2 for Mackenzie Smith, 4 for Jaden Mock, 3 for Gracie Warren, 2 for Lainey Warren, and 2 for Tucker, Shaylee Tucker, with 2 in the first half for the Alton Lady Comets. For the Couch Lady Indians, they have scored 4 points. They got 2 in each quarter. Aliyah James with 2. Lily Bennett with 2 for the Couch Lady Indians. Again, it's halftime of our game. We run it under the mercy rule in the second half of this one, so this game will go by pretty quick in the second half. I do want to remind you, we got more basketball coming up on Friday. On Friday night, we'll be in Mumford Gym in Willow Springs, Missouri. It's the Thayer Bobcats. Tangle with the Willow Springs Bears in an SCA conference. Matter of fact, the SCA conference opens for both teams. And both teams are state ranked. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats ranked number 1 in Class 3. And the Willow Springs Bears, I believe, are ranked number 7 in Class 4. That ought to be a dandy for you. Coming up on Friday night, the Thayer Bobcats at Mumford Gym. They take on the Willow Springs Bears. And there's more basketball going on around the area tonight. The Thayer Bobcats, just talked about, they're up in Eminence taking on the Red Wings tonight. We'll get a score for you a little bit later on that one. And, of course, join us for the all the scores from area basketball on the Sports News at about 7:10 tomorrow morning. All right, it's halftime here at Alton. Lady Comets lead it by a score of 47-2. Alton Lady Comets basketball brought to you today by the Alton Bank, Monty's Outdoors, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, Alton Quick Connection and Fuel Express, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Mills Feed. And a special thanks to the Alton Bank for also helping to support the Alton or the Couch Lady Indians here tonight. And thanks to our boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Springs, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Casey Ellett, loan officer at Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia, Omni Heat jackets, and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
And we're back at the Alton High School gym getting ready for our second half. The Alton Lady Comets first team to take the court. And it looks like they'll have the starters back out there. Evan Montgomery, Courtney Sharp, Mackenzie Smith, Avery Clary, and Jaden Mott. And the Catholic Indians go on to their starters as well. It'll be Miranda Morgan, Abigail Bettis, along with Jasmine Cox, Jordan Ritchie, and Lily Bennett. And we are set, ready to go. Couch will inbound the ball to start the second half. Morgan will trigger it in, trying to get it in. Ball is tipped and now stolen by Avery Clary. Long pass up the court to Montgomery. She'll drive for the left-hand layup, and it's good. Montgomery now in double figures with 10. Second Lady Comet in double figures. Alton picks up right where they left off in the first half with the first bucket. Morgan gets a pass across the timeline, gives the ball off to James. Long shot is up and no good, and a rebound taken by the All-Lady Comet. Mock got it down to Courtney Sharp. Courtney right under the bucket, backs up one step, shoots and scores. Well, Courtney Sharp now in double figures with 11. And Alton on a 4-0 run to open the third quarter. Morgan brings the ball into the front court, moves off the screen, pulls up on the wing, gives it to Cox. Now to James. James looking into the lane. Pass is going to be deflected and picked off by Avery. Clary. And the long pass up the floor by Clary is intercepted by the Cal Lady Indians. Morgan has got it up across the timeline. Feeds the left side. Ball stolen by Avery Clary. Clary to the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, all the way to the bucket. Throws it up no good, and the rebound is going to be off the hands of Evan Montgomery out of bounds. And 6:54 to play here in the third quarter. Cats will trigger it in. Morgan will give it right back to Bennett. She'll bring it up into the front court. It'll be met there by Mackenzie Smith. Brings it over to Morgan. Morgan's trying to bounce it to Bettis. Got it to her. Bettis giving it out the other way. Ball is going to be taken by Mock. Mock out to Courtney Sharp. Little wraparound pass to Mackenzie Smith. And that one's intercepted by Ritchie. Nice play by the Catholic Indians to get back and get the interception. Comes Bettis, gives the ball to Morgan. Morgan got to feed it down to the wing. Ball is going to be tied up. James and Montgomery tie up for it. And the best possession will belong to the Alton Lady Comets on the alternating possession. Oh, here come the Lady Comets with it again. Evan Montgomery brings up across the timeline. Pass on the right side, down on the corner, now to Clary. Clary holds it high in the corner. Out front to Sharp. Thought about the three, moves to the free throw line. Back out to Clary from the right side. Her three-point shot is no good. Clary goes and gets her own rebound, takes it to the bucket and scores. Avery Clary now with 15 in the ball game. That's her first two of the second half. And we're down under 6 minutes to play in the third. 53-4. Couch breaks it down across the timeline. Got the ball to Ritchie. Her shot in the lane is going to be blocked. And now blocked again by Sharp. Now the All-Lady Comets with a rebound. Courtney Sharp gives up to Mackenzie Smith, who will slide to the bucket for the lay-in. Fourth point of the game for Mackenzie Smith. And substitutions coming in here for the All-Lady Comets when we get a break. Morgan got the ball across the timeline for Couch. Working against Mackenzie Smith. Got it down low to Bettis, who makes a nice move and scores. Abigail Bettis, number 10, her first 2 points for Couch. Comes Alton the other way. Montgomery takes the ball down under the bucket. Drives it out just on top for Mott for three. That one is no good. And the rebound is going to go all the way out of bounds. It'll be Couch Lady Indian ball. Couch Lady Indians will trigger it in. But not before the Alton Lady Comets make substitutions. And we got Willard checking into the game. Also, Tucker is in. Warren. Maggie, Laney, and Gracie. And Couch with basketball. Cox looking to go to Bettis at the high post. Got her the basketball. Trying to feed it down inside. Ball is going to be intercepted. Nice play there by Laney. Warren got it out to Tucker. Tucker brings it to the top of the key. Pushes it down in the right corner. And now back outside. To Tucker on top. Tucker swing to the left side to Gracie Warren. Gracie over to Maggie Warren on the right side. Maggie down in the corner to Laney Warren. Good ball movement here by the subs for Alton. Now they get it to Willard. Willard back to Laney Warren. Now to Tucker. Tucker backs it out. Feeds it back over to Laney Warren. Laney out to Grace to Maggie. Now to Gracie Warren on the right side wing. Now on top, three-point shot by Willard is no good, but a foul is going to be called. They're going to call a foul on the three-pointer. And that will send Willard to the free throw line to shoot three for the Alton Lady Comets. Foul will be on number 10. That is Abigail Bettis. Like her first of the game. And at the free throw line, number 24, Allie Willard. First free throw is up, and it is good. So Willard now on the board with her first point in line. Makes it 56-6. Second free throw is good. Willard with her first two, and will shoot one more. Free throw is up for the freshman. It is no good. The ball didn't hit the rim. It'll go out of bounds, and Cass Lady Indians will control. With 4:21 to go in the third quarter, 57-6. Alton Lady Comets have outscored the Couch 10-2 here in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. There's almost a steal out front by Tucker as Couch brought the ball across the timeline. Now Morgan runs it down to the backcourt, looking to get rid of it, needs some help. Feeds it over to Jasmine Cox. Cox got it across the timeline, trying to go down low with it, and the ball is intercepted by Willard. Willard got it out to Tucker. Tucker to the top of the key, left side, now down the left corner to Gracie Warren for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Willard, couldn't score. Maggie Warren got the rebound, trying to go back up, and she will be fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 10, Abigail Bettis for the Cass Lady Indians. So Alton at the line trying to add to the lead here. Number 15, Maggie Warren, sophomore, puts the first one up, and it's good. Maggie Warren now with 5 points off the Alton Lady Comet bench tonight. Another free throw is on the way, trying to go 2-for-2. That one is good. Well, Maggie Warren now with 6 points. And it's a 59-6 ball game. Cass Lady Indians with it in the backcourt. Morgan will bring it up across the timeline. Little crossover dribble now spins away from the defense of Tucker. Looking to feed it in the lane. Ball is deflected, now stolen, and then Morgan goes and gets the bat. She lost the handle and goes out of bounds on the inline. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 3:34 to go in this third quarter. Tucker, Shaylee Tucker, brings it up the floor, feeds it on the left side to Gracie Warren. Back down to Tucker on the baseline. Gives a cut in the lane. That is Maggie Warren for the bucket. Has a nice look there by Shaylee Tucker. He gets the ball to Maggie Warren for the easy two. 61-6, all with a lead. 3:11 to go in the third. Couch with it. There's Cox with it, Jasmine Cox. Moves to the top of the key. Got to the free throw line, lost the handle. Loose ball pick up by Gracie Warren. She'll feed it to Laney Warren as she cuts up the left side. Now Alton will bring it back out front. And there's a double dribble going to be called on Laney Warren. So Laney turns it over. And we're going to get a timeout called here. 2:54 to play in the third. Have a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Back after the timeout, Alton Lady Comets completely dominating this one tonight. They jumped out early with up to a 20-0 lead before Couch got on the board. Led 24-2 at the end of the first quarter. Led 47-4 at halftime. They lead it right now 61-6 with 2:54 to play in the third quarter. Couch Lady Indians will bring the ball up the court. Alton back in the zone defense here. Couch working around the perimeter. Got it to James. Back to Morgan. Back to James. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound comes out long. And Bettis has got it for the Lady Indians. Gives it over to Morgan. Back over to James for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Gracie Warren. Gracie feeds over to Laney Warren. She'll give it to Maggie going up with a shot. Oh, they're going to call her for a travel. Travel called on Maggie Warren. And we have substitutions here for Alton. More substitutions. And we got number three, Callie Steele checking in. Number five, Jaylee Reese. Let's see here, who else has checked in. Number 44, Paige Walters. And number five, Jaylee Reese. Also, number four, Jenna Holman. And they've got Willard out there with them. So Alton has gone completely to the end of the bench. Here's Woodyard with a shot up for the Castle Lady Indians. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And the Alton Lady Comets will get the ball with 2:06 to go. 2:06 to play in the third quarter. Number three bringing in the front court, Callie Steele. Steele looking to go to the right side of the floor, pulls up with a dribble, looking for the outlet here, and goes over to Paige Walters. Back out to Steele, around on the left side now to number five. That is Jaylee Reese, and she drained a three-pointer from the left wing. Jaylee Reese makes it 64-6 with a three-pointer off the left side, the freshman. Nice shot. Couch working on the perimeter. Trying to go inside. Got it down there to Richie. Her shot is blocked by Willard. And the loose ball picked up by the Old Lady Comets. They get it up the floor to Steele. Steele to Willard, who lays it up and in. Willard now with 4 points in the ballgame. That was minute 21 to go. In the third, it is 66-6. Couch with it. Morgan. Thought about the three. Gives it now to Richie. Richie bounces it inside. Back outside to James. Her high arching shot is no good. The rebound off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. 1 minute to go on the third. We'll be under the mercy rule in the fourth. Steele brings the ball up the floor for Alton. Down to feed it to the left side. Got it over there to Holman. And then she goes down the corner. And Reese couldn't hang on. The ball goes out of bounds. Down under a minute to play. Cast Lady Indians will bring it up with Abigail Bennett. Crosses the timeline. Lady Comets back in the zone. Here's the give up to Morgan. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. And now we get the ball taken away. Actually, we're going to get a held ball. Alton had the rebound. That was number three, Callie Steele. She got tied up, and it'll belong to Cal. They will inbound it along the baseline under the bucket. Richie looking for the inbound. Got it to Morgan. Morgan to the elbow. Now backs it out to the top of the key and now backs out between the circles. Throws the pass on the left side. Down in the corner to Woodyard. Woodyard back out to Morgan. Morgan on top to Bettis. Bettis brings it on the left side to Richie. Richie bounces it inside. Ball poked away by the defense. Loose on the floor. All Lady Comets have got it. Here they come on the break. Steele up the floor. Got it over to the other side to Reese, who shoots, scores, and it gets fouled on the play. Nice play by Jaylee Reese, number five. And that is her fifth point of the game. She'll go to the line and shoot with a three-point play. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw for Jaylee Reese is up. Rattles in and out. No good. Willard down the rebound for Alton. Puts it back up in the end. Allie Willard with 6 points off the bench. And it makes it 70-6 with 15 seconds to go. Bettis crosses the timeline. Leads over to Morgan. Morgan right side to James, into Morgan. Bettis, she'll let one fly from the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound, Willard. Got it out to Steele. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score is 70-6. Alton Lady Comets with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And we'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Barbara Simpson, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And back at the Alton High School gym, getting ready for our fourth quarter. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead, 70-6 over the Cass Lady Indians. We'll be playing under the mercy rule, so this 8 minutes will go by pretty quick. I'll say thanks again to the folks helping bring you the game tonight, including Mill Steed, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, the Alton Auto Parts at Alton Gun and Pond, the Alton Quick Connection and Fuel Express, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, and the Alton Bank. And, of course, the Alton Bank also helping bring you the Couch Lady Indians tonight. Alton opens up the fourth quarter with a basketball. Alton got the starters back out. Here's the give in the lane. Now down low to Courtney Sharp, who shoots and scores. Courtney Sharp with 13, so Coach Miller letting the starters get a little bit more playing time here as we play under the mercy rule in the fourth quarter. Sharp with 13 points in the game. Couch brings in the front court. Morgan gets it to the top of key. Feeds it inside to Richie. Throws up a quick shot. No good. And then she gets her own rebound back. Feeds it over on the right side to Morgan. Morgan down to the baseline. Her short jumper is no good. And rebound taken by Clarence. Avery, lob pass up the floor to Mackenzie Smith. She'll drive to the bucket, shoots and scores. Mackenzie Smith now with six. Makes it 74-6. All now scored. The Cats, by the way, 23-2 in that third quarter. Down to 7 minutes to go in the game here. Looks like Alton will even their season mark. They were 6-7 coming in. They'll get back to the 500 mark here tonight. And now here's a foul out front. Mock is going to be called for a foul. Pass intended for Jasmine Smith. And Mock got a piece of her arm. So Mock called for the foul, her third. First team foul in the second half against the Alton Lady Comets. Couch with the ball. They'll lob it down low to Jane. Ball poked away by Courtney Sharp. And loose ball picked up by Mock. And here come the Lady Comets. Avery Clary, quick pass down the floor to Montgomery. Three-pointer off the baseline, or two off the baseline is good. Montgomery just inside the three-point line. She's got 12 points in the game now. Three Lady Comets in double figure. Warren has got eight. And getting ready to check back in the game. Here's Couch with it. Nice feed to the inside to Jane. She couldn't complete the layup. And rebound controlled by Courtney Sharp. Here come the Lady Comets with it. Evan Montgomery out top to Clary. Long three-point shot. Good. Avery Clary hits one from way downtown. 18 points now in the game for Avery Clary. That's her first made three-pointer of the game. And we get wholesale change here as all the starters come off the floor. And the subs are back in there. We got Tucker, number 21, into the ballgame. Along with Warren, and Willard. Couch with it. Long shot on the right side is an air ball by Bettis. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Warren inbounds to Warren. That's it to Tucker. Daly Tucker, number 21, brings it across the timeline. Feeds it to the right side. Got it down to Laney Warren. Laney Warren tied up on the baseline. Got it back out to Tucker. Now to Willard. Willard gives it to Maggie Warren. She misses the shot. Gracie Warren got the rebound. Goes back up with it. No good. And now rebound by Willard. Feeds it outside to Laney Warren. Short jumper, no. Rebound to Gracie Warren, or Maggie Warren. And she's going to get fouled on the play. It'll go to the line. And we'll shoot two. Fouls on number 13, Jasmine Cox. And number 15, Maggie Warren will go to the free throw line and shoot two. First one is up and good. Maggie Warren now the sophomore with 9 points, looking to become the fourth Lady Comet in double figures. Bounces it once, twice, a third time, puts it up with the right hand. It's good. So double figures off the bench for Maggie Warren tonight, and six of those points from the free throw line. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go, under 4.5 minutes to go. Couch with it. Cox trying to bounce it down inside. Ball is safe from out of bounds by James, but it goes right to Tucker for all. Tucker feeds it up the floor to Warren, who lays it up and in. 12 for Maggie Warren as she hits the layup. And it's 83-6 with 4 minutes to go under the turnbuckle clock here at Alton. and Couch again with the throwaway in the middle. This is Lainey Warren. She's trying to throw it up ahead to Willard. She couldn't hang on to the pass. A little bit behind her, couldn't corral it. And substitution for Couch. Have Woodyard checking back into the ballgame. Looks like Jasmine Cox checks out. Here come the Couch Lady Indians with it. Morgan lobbing it down low. Got it to James. James with a jumper that is no good. Rebound. Shaylee Tucker, number 21. Tucker up the left side. Beats the ball down the corner to Gracie Warren. Steps it out to the wing on the drive. Gives it to Lainey Warren. Back over to Gracie Warren. Three-point shot. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound Maggie Warren. She goes back up and is going to get fouled. And will go to the line and shoot two. More substitutions here for Alton when we get a break. Number 15 checking in. Or number 15 is a free throw line, Maggie Warren. And the free throw is up and good. Maggie now at 13 and checking back in the ballgame. Number 5, Jaylee Reese. Number 4, where did number 4 go? I know it's on there. That is Jenna Holden. And now number 44 checks in, Paige Walters. Second free throw is up and good for Maggie Warren, by the way. She's got 14 points off the bench tonight. And with 2.5 minutes to play, 85-6, Alton with the lead, Couch with the basketball. Morgan, top of the key, three-point shot. Rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, controlled by James. She couldn't follow it in. And Alton with it, coming the other way. Callie Steele, number 3. Beat it up to number 4, that is Holman. Holman down in the corner. Now they go to Willard in the lane. Jibble drives across the lane, throws up a shot, no good. And the rebound taken by Woodyard for Couch. She will hand it off to Morgan. And with 2 minutes to go on the game, Couch will bring it the other way. They have not scored yet in the fourth quarter. Got it on the left side. Now down to Woodyard. Woodyard trying to feed it outside. Ball deflected by the defense and picked up by Bennett. Bennett gives it up, cuts it down the middle of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. Number 5 got it. That was Jaylee Reese. Long pass up the court, controlled by Willard. Willard going in the lane, back outside. Short jumper is up and no good by Walters. And the rebound to Woodyard again for the Couch Lady Indians. Minute 25 to play in the game. And Couch with it. Morgan bounces it to Richie. Back to Morgan. Looking at a cutter in the lane, tried to get it in there, but the defense knocks it away. And it goes out of bounds. And here's Jasmine Cox. We'll check back in the ball game. James, number 15. Aliyah James will check out of the game. Couch Indians will inbound. Richie looking in the middle. Nobody open. Now will bounce it into Woodyard. It's a free throw line. Her shot is up. That's no good. And the rebound is off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets out of bounds with 53 seconds to go in the ballgame. And again, if you tuned in late, expecting to hear the Alton Comet boys game coming up, that game has been canceled. Right? So this is the only game we'll have for you. Here's the inbound play for Couch. Got it to Woodyard. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound taken by Couch. Back out to Woodyard. Woodyard feeds it over to Morgan. Morgan right side to Cox. Jasmine puts it on the floor one time. Looks in the middle. Nobody to give it to. Might have double dribbled. Down 26 seconds to go. Got it down to Woodyard. Her shot is up, no good. And the rebound taken by Walters for Alton. She gets the ball up the floor. They get it to Willard under the bucket, misses the first one, gets the second one back and scores. Allie Willard now with 8 points in the game. The freshman. And with 6 seconds to go, here come the Cats Lady Indians with it. Got it up top of the key, Bettis. Shot is the buzzer. No good. Rebound Walton. And that's the final. 87-6. The Alton Lady Comets with the win over the Cats Lady Indians. We'll